Shabbat Shalom. It's been a very difficult few weeks. It's hard not to feel weighed down and distressed by all the news. Yet here we are, celebrating a holiday weekend, beginning the summer. And while some of us are vacationing or finding quiet moments at home, what we need, maybe most of all, is a vacation that uplifts our souls. We don't really need to go anywhere for this. No need to vacation beyond. Rather, we can travel within. Because the truth is, wherever we go, we bring our worries with us. We may travel to the most idyllic environment, but unless we are willing to deal with our internal lives, we remain burdened. Even if we're able to put our worries aside and find some welcome distractions, ultimately, this just gives us a brief reprieve. The worries come right back, as they always do. So how can we relieve ourselves from some of the burden? As Jews, we know the importance of making space for internal replenishment. Every Shabbat presents an opportunity for a weekly vacation of sorts. With its separation from the day-to-day, Shabbat welcomes us to focus internally through prayer, gratitude, and mindfulness. Yet our tradition has always been aware that we can't simply switch gears. We can't unburden ourselves immediately the moment the sun sets and it's time for Shabbat. There's a mystical idea that on Shabbat, God gives us an extra soul, a Holy Spirit imbued with blessing and joy. Imagine that. What would it be like to have a sudden boost of soul? Perhaps it would make us feel unburdened and comforted, like slipping into a warm bath, or being served a beautiful meal prepared by someone we love, or settling in to hear an enchanting piece of music. The boost of soul helps us to harness reserves of internal strength. It's not just on Shabbat that we can find ways to unburden ourselves. We have practices that we can turn to in the day-to-day. Musar, an ancient tradition of mindfulness, can also help us to focus in on our inner lives. We can build a serious practice of expanding and enriching characteristics of the self that Jewish tradition refers to as soul traits. These are compassion, patience, equanimity, and more. And from this posture, we can connect to a sense of inner well-being and strength. Similarly, when we engage in other practices that open our hearts, we're able to find inner reserves of strength. Even simply opening ourselves to wonder, basking in beauty when faced with nature or appreciating a great work of art, these things can help us to have a sense of spiritual connection. Our bodies and souls are in need of replenishment, especially in this time when we are being inundated every week with distressing news. What happens to us when we watch a horrifying news cycle? Where do we feel it in our bodies? Rather than just trying to power through, can we take note of how we are feeling? Can we ask ourselves, where are these emotions going within us? Even just asking questions like these helps us to separate and become aware that we are not our feelings. When we separate from our feelings of worry, we gain a little bit of space and perspective. We free ourselves from the weight of these emotions, and we make room for curiosity. In the words of the poet James Stevens, curiosity will conquer fear even more than bravery will. I'm going to repeat that. Curiosity will conquer fear even more than bravery will. When we allow ourselves to become curious, we shift our emotional state. We find some measure of empowerment as we are choosing curiosity over fear or overwhelm. So in this time, when we find ourselves especially needing a vacation, even just if it's to strengthen ourselves to go back and do the critical work of helping to repair this broken world, these practices will carry us forward beyond this summer and the historical moment. Jewish traditions of observing Shabbat, practicing Musar, ancient mindfulness techniques, opening ourselves to wonder and beauty, and exploring our inner selves can help to strengthen and uplift us so that we can strengthen and uplift others. Shabbat Shalom.